Welcome to Elder Care Radio on 93.3 and 1390 WRSC. This presentation is brought to you by the law offices of Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yorchak, bringing you the latest information on how to best plan for the second part of life in the most tax-efficient, cost-effective way possible. Whether you have a loved one already in a nursing home and spending thousands of dollars each month to pay for care, or you're simply planning ahead, you'll hear ideas that will help you pay for long-term care without going broke in the process. Now, welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. Let's introduce you to our host, Attorney Jenna Franks, and Certified Medicaid Planner Kristen Dougherty with Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yorchak Elder Care Law Firm here in State College. We hope you've been enjoying our past few shows. We've now had the chance to discuss several topics, including estate planning, powers of attorneys, last wills, testaments, irrevocable trust, special needs planning, and what happens if you need care now. Today, we are switching gears a bit to talk about the different levels of care and the different type of facilities and alternatives to paying for long-term care. So let's bring in Kristen and Jenna to tell you more.
This is such an important topic and something that we always seem to receive a ton of questions about. We're really lucky here in the State College area to have a variety of ways to receive care and a variety of ways to help pay for that care. Today, Jenna and I are going to break it down, talk to you about the different levels of care, how and where you can receive care, and then how to pay for them. There are various in-home care agencies that can provide support to help our loved ones stay home. Most in-home care is private pay and costs somewhere around $25 per hour. Depending on the amount of care your loved one needs to stay at home, this could be a practical solution or it could be a costly solution. There are government benefits that can help offset the in-home care cost if you meet the guidelines for those programs. The CHC, or Community Health Choices Waiver Program, otherwise known as the Aging Waiver Program or the PDA Waiver Program, is a program that's designed to keep individuals home instead of needing to move into a skilled nursing facility. It is a Medicaid program, so there are strict income and asset guidelines. While this program does not provide 24-hour-a-day care, it can provide many hours a day. Some of the services that can be provided under this program are non-skilled services, such as homemakers that can help with activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. Other things such as meal prep, cleaning, respite, and supervision. The process to qualify for the CHC waiver program is pretty intense and tedious. The first step is getting a level of care assessment. That's done by the Community Health Choices Coordinator or the Office of Aging. Once you meet the level of care necessary for this program, your physician also must weigh in to verify that you meet the level of care. Next is the financial eligibility, going through the Medicaid process. If that's not enough, you also have to work with a care coordinator through the independent enrollment broker through the state. It can take 3 to 6 months to get this whole process done from start to finish. It's very tedious and very stressful. Imagine trying to do everything you can to keep your loved one home and then being told it can take 6 months to get the help that you deserve. The good news is our office helps with this process every single day. We know the strategies to get you qualified for the program and to help expedite the process. Now, if you're not sure about going through the waiver program to help pay for your care, there's also options such as private paying for a caregiver to come into your home. Private paying a caregiver can be through an agency or hiring a private caregiver that you may know. This could be costly, so you want to make sure this is the right option for you or if there's other benefits available to help pay for that care. One word of advice is if you're considering paying somebody that you know to be a caregiver, you want to make sure you have some sort of care contract in place. If you don't have a care contract in place and at some point in time your loved one requires Medicaid services, all the money that you've paid towards the caregiver could be viewed as a gift and you could be penalized for the care that you need at that time. Other than private paying for your in-home care or qualifying for the waiver program, there may still be other options to help pay for the in-home care.
So what if you're somebody, for example, that may have veterans benefits available to them?
The Veterans Administration offers an aid in attendance pension benefit to qualifying veterans, spouses, or widows of a veteran, and that equals about $20,000 a year on a tax-free basis, and that can help you pay for long-term care.